welcome to Bangor Community Church Podcast. We pray that you will be blessed today as you hear the Word of God.
So I'm really blessed to be here and to see my family and friends, but also to be here this morning. Really blessed by worship. So thank you, everyone, worship team. I'm in a little community church in Aberfeldy in Scotland, so it's very small. And it's lovely, but it's just lovely to be here because I consider this home. I've got two homes, home with my family in Scotland, and I've got my home here. So I always say I'm going home. Everyone's always confused, you know, which home I mean. So I feel really at home here, and I know a lot of you won't know me that well because I left a long, long time ago, but it's still home to me, and I still feel home here. So thank you. Dad did ask me to share, to preach. Now, I know you've heard a lot of my family preach. So today you'll not hear me preach, you'll hear me share. I'm more of a sharer kind of girl. And I do believe that God puts things on all of our hearts, and we all have something to share. We all have something to give. No matter who we are, and no matter what our giftings are, no matter what confidence we have in ourselves or otherwise, that we all have an experience and many experiences to share each day if we choose to look at it that way. And often it is our perception, how we look and how we thank God for the things and the situations that we find ourselves in, and we glorify God in those situations, whether they seem to be good or bad, because God has a purpose in everything. God has a purpose in everything, and we often, in our human side, forget that, or we remember it sometimes, but we need to be conscious and remember it always. So, and this is my challenge to, and God's challenge to me, so I'm sharing my, the challenge that God's given me, and I believe it's, you know, something that we all can take away. When Dad asked me, I really felt that, you know, things that have been going on in my life, I would just share a little bit of those lessons with you, if you'll let me. And a little title, not a preachy title, sharing title, is just be ready in season. And the verse I was thinking was 2 Timothy 4, which is be ready in season and out of season. So what does in season and out of season mean? You know, we understand seasons living in the UK. And I think you could extrapolate and take a lot of different meanings if you look into that. But what I took from it was that there are times where we really feel uplifted, times where we feel that, I'm on the winning side, and I can see God really has worked in a situation, and we feel really on fire and really encouraged, and we're telling everybody, you know, things that God's done in our life. And then there's other times where we feel like we're plodding on and it's really hard. You know, it feels maybe dry. It maybe feels like years are going by and you're not really seeing what you feel. You feel in a situation that you should be seeing, or you're maybe feeling a bit trapped in something, and you've been praying about it, and you've not been released from it, and you might see that as another season. But whatever season that we are in, we are to still be obedient and still to trust God. So the seasons themselves come and go, and that could be for different reasons, but God has plan and He has purpose in every situation and in every season of our lives. So it's about hope. It's about not losing that hope and continuing in the promises that God has given us. So that is my journey in the past good number of years. I have been in a situation which actually has been really, really tough, really challenging. And it's not been singular. It's encompassed a lot of different, challenged every area of my life. And so it's been very holistic. It's not been, I can't tune out of it while I'm going to my work, or when I'm in my home doing something else or with my friends. It actually was everything. It involved everything. So in many ways, in the natural, I felt quite trapped. But in the spiritual, over these years, I really trusted God. And I've been brought up in a Christian home, and I've been brought up knowing and seeing God working in other people's lives, seeing it in my parents' and my family's life, seeing it in other people's lives. So that trust, there is an element of adoptive trust, or, you know, a childlike trust that you just trust. You don't quite know why, but you trust. Well, I had experiences like that that weren't my personal ones, but I could see there is a good thing here to trust. And a child trusts a parent. They can't maybe explain why they do it, but they do. But I think there is also a different trust, and there is a trust is also learned. And so my experiences have caused a huge learning of trust. And the way I look at it is there's a trust ladder, and that works in dentistry. You know, it works in my job, that if somebody comes in, I have to build trust, as we have to do in many situations, but I recognize that in my work. But I see it as a trust ladder. And we, on our spiritual journey, have a natural trust as a children of God. We trust our Father, and we trust what His Word says, but we also have a trust ladder. And that ladder is where we have our own personal experiences, and they then build us up so that we think, oh, God has done that in my life. What else could He do? Or what can't He do? You know, nothing is impossible. So in these situations that we go through, you are continually have to remember the sort of stages of that ladder, and don't let yourself slip down, because the remembrance and memoria of the Word, and that in its essence is so important. It's not just that, it's that God's Word in us, the learned experience in us, and that brings you up that ladder, but don't slip down again. As if you have to make not just mental notes of these things, but Dad's always a good one, write it down, you know, document things if you feel like it's always a good thing to do, but document these things, keep them and look back on them, because they will help you in your next situation. Because we know one thing for sure is that there's going to be another situation. So I've just come out of a very massive thing that actually felt probably a 10 years had a hold on me. And it was getting worse within those 10 years. And it was, I was trapped. I was still really believing God. I didn't not believe. When I look back, I didn't feel like I had strayed or anything. Although there's times where you feel low, times where you feel in despair. I quickly lifted myself out of that with reading God's Word and just built myself up. And as things were getting worse, that actually encouraged me to do it more. And it brought me into a closer relationship with God than I would not have had if I had just kept leaning on my natural childlike trust, because I need the learned trust to bring me up that ladder. And I thank God for that, because these horrible situations that we have in our lives, we all have them. Nobody, you think people are walking up the street, you used to always think, how come they look so happy walking up the street and not a care in the world? And I've got this heaviness. I'm holding my whole world up here. And then, and what are they laughing at over there? You know, what have they got? Have they got nothing? Do they not know the weight that I'm feeling? And although I probably didn't show it, I had this great weight. And actually, you realize that everybody has it and nobody escapes it. So don't look to the right, don't look to the left, and don't think, oh, it's all right for you. This is your life, and you have to see that God has a journey, and it's our journey that is different from anybody else's, because we are all individual and all loved. And so I'm part of a large family, but we're all part of a very large family. And so we all are unique. We're all different. In my family, as you will have brothers and sisters, if some of you don't, you will understand from knowing or being close to people that you're all different, you know, and your experiences, although they can be similar, they are different. And so don't look to the right and left, but just keep your eyes on God. So in my situation, it involved my work and everything. I was in a tricky place, and the people I worked for were really not encouraging of my faith, didn't want to know anything about it. So, you know, although they knew, it became a real issue. So it was hard to have wisdom in that situation, but there is always a very big conflict under the surface, not confrontational. Everything was fine, but you just knew there was a battle every day. And, you know, I wanted to be obedient to God, and I also wanted to have a peaceful situation, and I also wanted to be an example, and I'm God's light in this dark place, you know. But yet I was coming against this, and I actually couldn't work it out for a long time. And that caused a lot of other issues. And it wasn't actually the whole cause of everything, but it was a big part of things. There were other things going on as well. But there was one day that I feel I trust God. And if you'd asked me, you know, if anyone challenged, do you trust God? My heart would have said yes. But there was one day I had been very creative with all of my opportunities. I was in a house in the country that I really needed to get out of and move. It was in negative equity with all the things. I had bought it just before the crash in 2008. It was the month before Ryan had been unwell and different things were going on. And I actually was trapped in this situation and I had to sort of find a way through. But 10 years later, there was just no way out of it. And I tried every avenue, trying to sell off a bit of the garden, the land. Everything I did, there was always a stop and a halt. And I thought, well, God will cause a creative situation out of this. And so I was really diligent in trying to make my own way out of it, but trusting in God with all of that, praying about it, but also feeling, oh, that's the direction, I could try that. I tried a lot of things, and then I did a lot of that with all the other areas. So I feel like God gives us, He gives us abilities, He gives us skills that we need to be diligent in. We can't just sit back and do nothing and think, all right, God, just make it all happen. We actually have to step, we've got to move, and once we do that, then God directs our path, but we need to be moving along the path to be going somewhere. And just like if we need to speak out for God, we actually then have to open our mouth for something to come out. So there is an action involved. So I was very good at the actions and avenues and being creative, but nothing worked. And it all just came to a stop. And 10 years later, you know, I was really in a desperate place, a situation, if you looked at it. But I was in a really good, God had really taken me on a big journey in that time, and it got to a place, and I remember it was a year ago, and I was in the car driving to work, and every day I drove and I sang and I praised and I prayed and I said, God, I trust you. But this day was different, and I knew that I had exhausted all of my creative avenues. I had completely exhausted them, and I knew that there was nowhere else, even though I've tried. And it was at that point, it was very much at that point where I felt I surrendered. And that's all I can say. It was a full surrender. And it's something I felt like I'd already done. But it's only now I realize I hadn't fully surrendered. I hadn't fully, totally given up. I hadn't fully 100% trusted, because I still felt I could do something here. And it was an absolute moment of peace. I didn't feel desperation or anxiety. I just felt an overwhelming, you know what, God, I have tried so hard, I've been so diligent, but I had such a peace. And it was a lovely feeling. I drove to work, brilliant day to work, and I came home and I thought, no burden on my shoulder, because I thought, I've done what I can, I've done everything. So, you know, it's up to you. It was very much that. It's up to you, God. That's it. Over to you. Bam. That was my words. Over to you. And the next morning, literally the next morning, I got a phone call at 8 o'clock in the morning before I went to work. And this phone call was the game changer. It was absolutely amazing. It didn't just release me from my situation at work. It completely released a lot of the other burdens at the same time with an amazing gift. And it was, God was working behind the scenes. And it was funny because to me, that's all I could see was my journey and then my surrender and then God the next day, this phone call. But I didn't realize there was a story behind all of that. And I found that out later, how that phone call came to be. There was a journey at the other end of that phone call with the other person who God had orchestrated other people. And I had no idea. They had no idea of my journey. I had no idea of theirs. And they both collided. And honestly, I you know when you just know, and I've had, I wouldn't say I have it all the time, but I've had a number, I probably could count on one hand, the absolute big knowings, big game changers. I've had about four of them in my life. But those are like real turning points and points that you really will never forget. And we'll all have them. Well, these don't happen every day, but when they do, that is amazing. But you know what? When you think about it, that's great and the release is there, but that was there the whole time. We just don't know it. We don't see it all. And like Abraham, he didn't get to see the full outworking of the promise. And we often will just see a little bit ahead and we don't always see any of it. But I praise God because not just for that release, but during that journey, that really just spoke to me so much. And it's the journey. It's all about the journey and the step-by-step obedience, not about the big moments. So it's the thing of the season is it's not to dwell on these highs. You know, remember them, but you don't live those highs because the living is these journey moments where we don't know where we're going. And that is our hope, a hope of God's deliverance and God's blessing in it. So that brings me on to obedience. And the word of obedience is, I feel like obedience is, there needs to be trust there for obedience to work. And it's that building of trust which helps you to walk in obedience to God, because then you know, you're obeying because you know God is in control. You're giving him that control. And I do have scriptures here and I'm just chatting away, but it's that obedience now that I have really given myself. I must obey God in all those little nudges. And we get a lot of nudges if we care to listen to those nudges. And I really try to train myself to hear and to respond to those little God's Spirit speaking to us, those nudges. Just obey them. And you know, whenever you do that, God is going to continue to bring that blessing, but lead you in his path, because he promises that all things work together for good, that those that trust in him. And we know his promises are real in our lives. And it's better, you know, that verse, it's better, obedience is better than sacrifice. I've got it here. Obedience is better than sacrifice. It's 1 Samuel 15. But Samuel replied, "What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices or your obedience to his voice?" Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice. And submission is better than offering the fat of the rams. So just putting our heads out of the picture a little bit and listening to the voice of God. And that's for all of us. We can all listen to God's voice. I believe that we're faithful in the small things, then God will trust us with the bigger things. And that's in Luke 16:10. And whether we feel the season is we're being hailed on or whether the season is sunshine, it's that faithfulness to obey these nudges, because God will never leave us. We heard that. When he will never leave us and never forsake us. And that song that we're singing, Hallelujah in the Storm, the storm is where it's at. That's where God is moving. That's where it's all happening. And yet often we focus on the storm rather than on that what God is doing. So things are, it's living those moments through the storm and seeing the season that we are in, and not to be dictated to by the season, but to be diligent. So my job at the moment, I'm in this amazing job, absolutely love it, working with Christians in a situation where there's mixed, you know, people that believe, people that don't believe. And God has, it's just, I feel so blessed every day going to work. And the people that I'm working with are a great, great team, and I'm still getting to know them. But God has really placed me there, and I'm really aware that my work is very much about my placing, and that God is working, his work is through me, and it's not about all the clinical work that I'm doing. It's me in that place. And I've always known that, but in the situation that he's brought me into now, there are three big situations which are just happening, with very unusual situations. One girl has had a stroke, and she's 36, and lost, you know, she couldn't speak and swallow, and got a couple of kids. Another, it would have been a very short couple of weeks of each other, and one girl has gone off on maternity, first baby, she's mid-20s, and had her baby, and 2 days later, she's in a coma. She's got a brain tumour, and she's been operated on now 5 times or more. They were about to switch the machines off. She was so looking forward to this wonderful wee baby and prepared for it so much. And she's just the desperation there and the sadness for people. And the third situation, which I've just found out a couple of days ago, is the girl that works with me directly, who I had sort of brought into the job. Her son is 15 and same age as my son, Judah. He's been feeling unwell, and we've been talking about it a lot. She got him checked out, and he has this big tumour between his stomach and his spleen. It goes the whole way through his body, and he just found out it's malignant. I would say this is all within around about a month. And there are three very unusual situations with young people, very rare as well. And I just thought, you know, God, I am placed here. I am placed here. God, he's brought me into this very dramatic way. And it's not just to release me from my situation that I'm thinking about. It's because he has a purpose in this. And I felt so strongly the other day that this is my placing. God brings us. We're not in places by coincidence. God brings us to a place. We've got to be faithful within it. And we've got to remember that we are in a place. We're not just happen to be there. And so that awareness is with me very much just now, because he places us and he leads us and he gives us the desires of our heart. So there's a reason why we do what we do, because we're led toward a certain thing. He guides our paths, and he, you know, if we are obedient in that place, then you know that you're going to be God's person on the job. And we're going to change a lot, and it may be little changes, but if we're all being those people in the places that we have to be and obeying those little nudges, you think how we can impact our communities, how we can impact those people around us. These are people's lives, you know, these are situations that they have nowhere to go and nowhere to turn to. And we have the answers. We forget. I'm just here, oh gosh, what am I going to say? It's an awful situation, and they don't believe in God, and how am I going to say this without it sounding a certain way or without them taking offense? You know what? It's life or death. It is. It is. It's life or death. And we have to remember, even if it's not as dramatic as the situations I've said, it is life or death. That's what it comes down to, everlasting life. And if we truly love and we truly believe, then we need to be that witness. And it's the little things. It's the little things that really count. I was talking about this, and I was it was sort of mentioned about, don't be over spiritualizing it by another Christian. And I understand that being said, but then I went away, and it just didn't sit well. It jarred with me, and I went away, and I thought about it, and I thought, you know what? We live in a supernatural world. How can we over-spiritualize anything? We under-spiritualize everything because we are natural beings, but we are supernatural. We are much more than natural. We are spirits. We are a spirit being, and our Father has angels, a host of angels around us, ready at His call to be ministering angels and to work. And I've had times where, you know, ministering angels have come and taken me out of near-death situations at the call. So I honestly feel like coincidences don't exist. They are God incidences. We cannot give credit to coincidence anymore. We have to realize that every single thing that happens is not a coincidence. There is a purpose in it. And let's not just let things go. Give glory to God. You know, give glory to God. Tiny situations, we often miss the opportunity to thank God. And getting into that spiritual awareness and awakening is such a good place to be in. It's a discipline because we are natural and we need to remember we're living in a supernatural world. So praise God. In every season, no matter what is going on, no matter if we're feeling dry, preach the word, be ready. Be ready in every season, whether we feel like it or not, okay? Because these experiences will shape our obedience to His voice in all of our moments, and they will shape us, and they will encourage us for the next time in the next thing that we do. So be blessed, everybody, and let's go out. I'm not talking about, you know, doing anything scary. I'm just talking about listen to the nudge, be encouraged. Don't think, you know, I'm going to look a bit silly in this. Just think, you know, God has a purpose. He's got a purpose in me, in this conversation, in this job, in this. And we're servants, so we're serving those people. We're serving God. And let's just do it. Let's just do it. And let's remind each other. So I'm reminding you today because it's on my heart and on my mind to do that and to feel like even if it falls like a lead balloon or you feel like it's falling like a lead balloon, God will have His way. He will never let it go. And that seed has been planted. So be encouraged. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We look to God that He will direct your steps in blessings through this week. For more information, visit us at bangercommunitychurch.co.uk or find us on Facebook.